Android and iPhone users, welcome. BlackBerry and Windows Phone users, these phones don't even support podcasting, bro. The podcast going beyond the headlines. This is the Gooply Cast. Here's your host, Matthew Carter.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Gooply Cast. We're live right now on Twitter, Twitch, Facebook, and YouTube. If you can't make our live show, grab our audio-only version. You can find it on all of your favorite Android and iOS podcasting apps, as well as Facebook podcasts. We're here with Matt Evans. Hey, Matt.
Greetings. How's it going, everybody?
Absolutely fantastic. I hope it's going well with you, Mr. Roy Schlepinski. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you. Good evening.
We also have Tim Van Claveren. Hey, Tim.
Hello.
And directing the show tonight is Joseph Meacham. Hey, Joseph.
What's up, gamers?
Yeah. I have to give a quick shout out to Tim, though. His background is looking sick with the hue lighting and everything and stuff like that. So
thank you.
It's almost like he's got a nice gradient going on from like the Gooply purple to the Gooply blue.
Yeah.
It's looking nice.
You'll have to get like a green and blue for next week for our new show, kind of, because those will be the colors. You do kind of like a greenish blue crossover.
Oh, God. I'm going to have to experiment with that, see how it looks on camera.
I do like that you're using the light, though, because I have one of them above. So I gave Tim like a monitor light, and it basically goes over your monitor and then shines down, but it also gives you just enough light. I used to have a ring light over here that I used. I don't use the ring light anymore because that pretty much gives me just enough amount of light that I need. So
do you know what brand of light it is, the monitor light?
I don't, but you could check out my YouTube channel. I have a link on there. I did a review of it. So
Instagram, you mean?
Instagram, yeah. Sorry.
All right. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. And speaking of technology and things that light up, the Samsung Galaxy S22 Ultra. We're talking about Samsung Unpacked event today, where they announced their new S22 line of phones and officially, well, not officially, but seemingly killed the Galaxy Note line. What did you guys want to start talking about? Go into the Galaxy S22 or the 22 Ultra? What were you interested in?
I don't really like the camera layout. I'm just going to say I liked the old version better last year. I don't know. It looks, I don't know.
Where there's like no bezel around the camera, you just have the
ring? It doesn't fit with me. Like that's the biggest.
I'll
grow on me, but like just from it, it just looks like a cheap phone kind of like to me. I don't know.
Just to describe it, the S22 and the S22 Plus, as well as the previous S21s, have that like raised bezel on the back of the phones that houses the three cameras. And now on the S22 Ultra, they've removed that to create a kind of almost seamless, grooveless back. But like the cameras have a black border around them that stick out like a little bit. So it doesn't look like the back of the phone is flush. It looks like there's a little, like less than a millimeter high camera bump for each of the three cameras. And it creates such a jarring contrast between the phone and the cameras on the colored versions, I feel like.
So it's only black on the black version. It's white on the white version. So they match the camera rings match the rail of the phone. I gotta say there was a time where I wished that phones had done that to begin with. Like the concept in my head, I thought that would look cool. I don't hate the way the S22 Ultra looks. Although I really like the way they did it with the S21, where that bezel wrapped around and like blended in with the rail of the phone. Like it just seemed so natural and organic of a look. I'd be very interested to see how all the S22 Ultra cases will look. Like, is it just going to have a cutout, like where they, where all the camera rings are? Are they going to have individual cutouts for the camera ring with a little raised lip to protect the camera rings? Cause you know, you got to protect the camera from getting scratched if you lay it down on a surface. I kind of also miss the days where your camera was flush with the back of the phone. So you didn't have all this added bulk when you had a case on it on the back, you know what I'm saying? Cause you got to have that one little section of your camera or your case that's raised up to protect the camera, which prevents you from having a nice flush experience when your camera or when your phone is down on the desk.
And you have to worry about little bits of jostle and everything. And then the design for the S21 with the like the wraparound of the camera bezel and even like the two-tone on the more premium Samsung S21s, it just looked really nice and like it was a distinct look. And I feel like the S22 Ultra looks kind of like just a featureless obelisk with three cameras on the back. It's very bizarre. And it looks heavier also, but it's a big phone and it weighs a little bit more than I think the Note 20 back in the day. So it just looks like an imposing heavy phone.
And I don't like the edges of it too, like, because it's a square phone, like mm-hmm. there's no rounded edges if you look at it, and I'm just like, that I couldn't do it. Like, I mean, I literally
there's rounded edges on the screen. The screen has that.
Yeah, but it just, I don't know. I like a rounded phone. Like, I literally do. I think every one of them is rounded. I don't know. I may feel differently if I hold it and stuff like that, but I would probably go with the S20 or with the Galaxy 22 Plus rather than the Ultra. Just because, and I do like, I like the white color. I think it's a beautiful white, you know? And it kind of reminds me a little bit of the Pixel 4 XL, because that was my first phone that I ever got in white. And that was a beautiful back. This also looks really cool too. So, I think I would go with the S22 Plus or the Galaxy S22 Plus rather than the Ultra.
And so like as far as the specs go, with the standard S22, you get a 6.1 inch screen, huge screen. With the Plus, you get a 6.6 inch screen. And then for the S22 Ultra, you get a 6.8 inch screen. So a slight bigger bump for a completely different style, because the S22 Ultra basically looks like they took a Galaxy Note and then, I don't know, slimmed it down a little bit.
They officially killed the Galaxy Note, so, you know, I mean.
Yeah, at this point, it doesn't look like they're going to bring it back.
Let's face it. It's a large phablet-type phone with the S Pen built into it. I mean, this is essentially the successor to the Note. There's no reason to bring the Note back with the 22, with the Ultra line, I should say. Especially now that the S Pen is once again built into the phone. I mean, it is the Note for all intents and purposes.
Absolutely. A good and last year when they released the S21, they were like hinting that they were going to do something like this, because they released the S Pen as like a separate like $40 purchase that you could use with the S21 Ultra. And you could get a case and you could slip the pen into the case, which who would want to do that? That's incredibly inconvenient. And if you were just wanting a Note for the productivity, for the storage, for the rechargeable dock that you could slip the pen in, you would either wait for a Note or you wouldn't buy a pen accessory unless you absolutely had to. So at least Samsung was able to do the S22 Ultra and give people a Note back. And considering how many phones they make with the Flip and the Fold, and they have all the new like multi-fold phones that they seem to be working on, I feel like with the S22 Ultra, it's a nice consolidation, but just a weird style.
Did, So just to change, not to change the topic too much, but did you guys see the preview trailer for the Nord 2?
The CE2 or the
CE2? The CE2 got a it comes out later, I think, this month. But it literally, like, they promoted it as in the trailer as having a headphone jack, and they were literally doing, they were, it was a jump rope and they were jumping over it with it. They plugged in a big long giant thing. The only reason why I bring that up is because I was looking at the Galaxy S22 and I noticed that it comes with very little in the thing. Like, you get a you essentially get a cord, your phone, and it says the eject pin for the SIM card. Like, that is literally all you get in your smartphone now.
What else do you need?
So I was going to ask you guys about that. It doesn't phones don't come with power bricks anymore, and Samsung is doing that now. How do you guys feel about that? With the,
I mean, I'm still bittersweet about it. I feel like if they were going to get rid of this, they should have done it after we had 7 billion USB-C chargers, because they go, "Oh, we're giving you the power brick in it," and they're all switched to, like, all the phones are now using some type of USB type C cable, you know. iPhones go to Lightning connection for it, but people don't have those sitting around everywhere, and then you have to go out and spend another $20 to $30, depending on how much you want to get it for, you know, for the right, you know, wattage and stuff.
Like, I realize it makes you upset, and I do agree. Like, it would have been great if they did one generation of phones where they included the brick with that, and then they're like, "Okay, that's it, no more bricks. We've given everybody 1 year of phones with that brick that has a USB-C port on it, and no more." But I mean, when they could charge you an extra, you know, $20 to $40 for the brick, why not?
Well, yeah, they should, because they need to find more ways to make money, because people are keeping their cell phones for longer and longer. Yeah. But
buying another $1,000 cell phone every single year is going to be made up by them spending an extra $40.
Yeah. I get
the
it's
the facetious lie, because they might as well not come with cables at this point, because that's the same logic. Yeah, if I have a USB charging brick, why wouldn't I also have the cable?
Yeah, but my cable goes out way more often than my brick does, in all fairness.
Well, slim the box down, cut the cost of the manufacturing or whatever, because of all those cables that we apparently already have. And then when I buy the charging brick, just let me buy the charging brick and the cable at the same time and cut down on that additional packaging. That's what I want. I feel like that makes sense. Like, it's obviously why, so just go full into it.
Yeah, I agree with Matt. I think they should just get rid of the cable too, then, if they're going to be that way about it. Like, you know, like, I have plenty of these are all USB-C cables.
No, see, I just started converting everything over to USB-C to Lightning, so I want another couple years of free cables, just so I'm good.
I've literally got everything switched over to USB-C pretty much, or some form of wireless charging now. So,
I'll take another Apple Watch charger to USB-C. I only have one right now. I'll take another one.
I will keep taking USB-C cables till I die. That's all I'm saying. I do not ever want them to stop giving me USB-C cables.
That's hilarious.
We're going to find out next year at Apple. They're going to be like, "Well, we're going to save money on the environment and less pollution. We're no longer going to give you cables."
We've shaved off 2% of the packaging it would have taken to store that cable in there, and it's dramatically lowered costs.
Literally, we're just going to hand you the phone now. There's going to be no box, no sticker, no nothing. You're just going to take it, and yeah.
You know, if I went into an Apple store to pick up my iPhone, and they're like, "Here's your phone and a sticker and no box," I don't know that I would be that upset.
I would, because I wouldn't be able to, you can't see it on the on not the I can see your boxes show. Well, you can, but you can't see it on the stream though. But if you look up here, I have all my boxes, and these aren't even all of them. This is just mostly the current boxes that I'm using up there. But yeah, it's
you
can
buy the box, but it's like an extra $30-$40.
If they were going to take $30-$40 off, I would give up the box. Like, I don't need the box that much. I mean, I would even give up the cable if they were going to take money off of it and make it cheaper. Like, I would. Like,
but they're not going to.
They're not going to.
You say that now.
What if they
didn't get $40 cheaper when they stopped putting the charging brick in?
What if they went?
Like, we know why.
What if they went full Kindle Fire to where you have to pull the tab and it's like in like a cardboard bag in a sense, and like it's fully like reusable and like recyclable instead of like
I want to know who's boxes. Reusing it. You say it's reusable. No, I want to know
I mean,
who's
recyclable.
Reusing it.
Recyclable. That's what I mean. Okay. It's like it's brown. It looks like something you would buy in a warehouse.
I actually don't think I've seen the Kindle boxes you're talking about. I know about like the
original
packaging. Kindle.
They're like this. They're like this pseudo box thing that's shaped that almost looks like a lunch sack if it was much slimmer down. And oh, it's yeah. like this little perforated zip pull thing at the top, and it opens up like a bag, oh, and you pull yeah, your yeah, yeah. right out.
Also, the original Kindle Fire box. Had a little pull tab. Have they all had pull tabs?
I think so.
I mean, pull tabs are fantastic. They're like one of the greatest inventions of mankind. I mean, even if an iPhone was like wrapped in plastic and then you had to like pull a pull tab of some kind that like unzips it all the way around and the plastic just separates. I don't even know if that's how it's like, but that's
I mean, your screen has that little paper on it that you just kind of.
No, that's gone. In the future, there is no, they cut that. For costs.
How are they going to keep the screen nice and neat in that package they send it in that's
they protected? Throw it at your door when you order it. It's broken by the time you get it.
It's on the first 1,000 iPhones, and then it's a collector's item. And then after that, you don't get to peel it anymore. They've taken that privilege for you.
So the most important thing that Samsung announced, in my opinion, isn't the S22 Ultra, isn't the S22 Plus or the S22, although there are some impressive specs on the S22 Ultra. It's the exactly the 4 years of Android updates, making it the one that guarantees the most support over any other Android manufacturer. The developer of Android itself won't even guarantee that with their phones.
Yep.
And that is a big... That's, I mean, if you're, unless you're brand loyal to LG or OnePlus or Google or whatever have you, if you weren't loyal to a specific brand and you saw that you could get updates for 4 years, you could potentially keep your Samsung S22, whatever line you get, for 4 years, or you could buy this other phone and only be guaranteed for 1 to 3 years. I'd go with the Samsung. What if I did keep my phone for that long? Might as well.
And it's a fantastic selling point too, because you could be selling a phone to someone and be like, well, it'll be monitored and secured with patches and OS updates for 4 years compared to this phone.
That's been fast on them lately.
Yeah. Yeah. And their operating systems get better, One UI gets better, their ecosystem gets better. So it's awesome to see that they're doubling down on their hardware and their software. Like, they're the largest cell phone manufacturer, I believe, in the world. So it's just going to increase the amount of people that hop into their ecosystem if they can trust.
So it also comes with 5 years of security patches, so it gives you one extra year of security patches, it sounds like. So you get 4 years of basically One UI updates, and then you'll get a fifth year with just security updates.
Could you imagine holding on to your phone for 5 years? Like, if you're buying the S22 Ultra, you're not holding on to that thing for 5 years because you're an enthusiast.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
But at the same time, you're reselling it. The reselling value, I think it is very popular too, because you're reselling it to somebody who's going to be able to use it for another 3 more years and get 3 more years of software updates, 4 more years of security patches after you've used it for a year or however long you keep it. But I think that like a standard, like people should have a standard of 7 years of security patches. Like I don't feel like it, 1 year, yeah, like four years of like updates is great, but I think security patches should be standard for up to at least 7 years, because I think that's about the lifespan of a phone, you know, before it, you know, likely is not going to work anymore. Just based on battery life, not being able, people drop it, those type of things, you know, I think that's a fair amount of things to use for that comparison to be the end of life for the phone. So I think that case, Android, Apple already does it, you know, but, you know, I think Google and Samsung and OnePlus should all guarantee 7 years of software security patches.
One thing that this phone, that the Galaxy S22 has, that I have never seen on any other Android phone ever, and you guys over on iOS have had this forever, and this is something I've never seen on any Android. This has native camera support for Instagram, Snapchat, and TikTok.
Yeah.
It's like, and that's pretty impressive that they were able to get Instagram native, because even the iPad doesn't even have an Instagram native.
I want to say that Instagram is native on my Pixel, because like it used to be, I'll have to confirm that, but it used to be really cropped and stuff. And it recently isn't, because I've been doing a lot of my product shots on there. But you know what? I do shoot it in the camera app and then upload it to, I'll have to do some testing, but I want to say that it might be native camera features in there for the Instagram app, but I'm not sure, because I know they're focusing a lot on video and photos and stuff these days, but I think it should be standard on all Android devices. Yeah, because it is really popular. Like, I mean, it is one of the reasons why, holy cow. It is one of the reasons why I like my iPhone and shoot it on my iPhone for social media purposes before that. Because,
so I have a question. What does native mean in this context?
So go ahead, Tim.
I was going to say, because of Android and how many, I'm going to use Snapchat as an example, but with how many Android phones there are, every camera is different on each and every Android phone. So on iPhone, you have one camera and it has one API for the camera and that's it. So it's developing an app for that uses a camera, and iOS is way easier because you just have one camera. But on Android, you have dozens of different phones with cameras. So
the LG camera, the Motorola camera, and all that kind of stuff.
So with Snapchat, what they did was smart for their situation. Basically, it takes a screen grab of your camera from the viewfinder, and then when you take a photo in Snapchat, it just screenshots the viewfinder. And because of that, it doesn't actually use camera features or anything like that. You're just screenshotting a picture. And while that works for getting Snapchat to work on every single Android smartphone is great, the pictures look terrible. And you can so easily tell the difference between if a Snapchat was taken on an iPhone versus an Android. And like when I did my iPhone video, very impressed with how well Snapchat worked on iPhone. In fact, I go through my memories pretty frequently and I see how good the pictures were when they were taken on the iPhone versus Android.
I want to say that it might be something in Flutter. I'm trying to look at the SDK to see. Flutter, if you don't know, is basically It's basically how you develop for Android now. You can also build for Windows apps on there. You can build for iOS apps on there. But I want to say that it might be built into Flutter on how they develop with that API, but I'm not sure. I haven't really played around with Flutter at all, but I can't find anything on here.
Does that mean it might be something more native to Samsung, or is that something that's a feature of Android 12?
Could be Android 12 too. I'm not sure. It could be Android 12 though. But yeah, I mean, it's exactly what Tim says. Like, it's an easy way of getting past of having to develop for each type of camera phone, you know, and each kind of camera things. But like I said, I'm pretty confident that the Instagram app uses the native camera functions in there. And I would be shocked if they didn't anymore, because I know they didn't before for some time, but I do want to say that they probably do use the native features. So for that.
So I have another question for you guys. Well, I guess it just kind of ties into how Samsung is always trying to innovate and always trying to throw features and hardware and software features at the wall and see what sticks and see what interests people. And like, they have a much closer working relationship with Google right now. So I'm hoping that like what you guys are saying would make even more sense as Samsung and Google continue to work together. They'll have better integration, better features that are more native and that differentiate Samsung devices from like the rest of the pack of Android. One of the features that I saw on the S22 Ultra, or it might apply to all of their phones, is the 1750 nits of brightness, max brightness, compared to the iPhone 13 Pro and Max's 1200 nits of brightness, is like incredibly attractive to me. It's like almost double anything that I'm used to. And I saw that the Note 20 comes close to 1500 nits of brightness. How often do you guys mess around with or play with your phone's brightness? Or do you have like a lack of brightness with like the iPhone compared to like the OnePlus, or even like using the Pixel 6? Do you guys ever notice when you go out or anything like that, brightness work?
I think my iPhone feels a little brighter than my Pixel. I don't look at that's not something I generally look at as much. I leave it on auto brightness, but I do feel like sometimes my iPhone might be a little darker than my Android phone might be a little darker than my iPhone. So I am using an older iPhone though too, so it's not something I really compare much to. If I do need more brightness, I just turn up my brightness. pull down the control center and go up on it.
I think that my Pixel and my iPhone are fairly comparative brightness wise. I know that the adaptive brightness on the Pixel is buggy right now, so it tends to turn down when you don't want it to or don't need it to a lot. So I find myself adjusting my brightness on the Pixel a lot more than I do with my iPhone. The iPhone does a really good job with its brightness sensor. I will say that the iPhone is really quick to dim its screen when it gets warm enough, which can be really irritating if I'm watching something or playing something in a place where I want more brightness, like say outside. I had a friend who ended up buying a Note 8 back when they first came out on a buy one, get one. And he was trying to convert me over to Android. And he's like, hey, I'm going to let you borrow this Note 8. I had it for like over a year just because he didn't need it. And I would kind of play with it here and there. And I can tell you that when I would take my kids to the park, there is one bench I can sit on that I can get like three Pokestops in a gym in Pokemon Go. So I would just drop lures and whatnot while my kids were playing on the park, right? Why not? Yeah. With the Note 8, I could play it in the middle of the day with sun being as bright as it wants to without any issue. My iPhone 10, which is what I had at the time, on the other hand, wasn't as fantastic. I mean, like I said, when the phone got even slightly warm, it would dim the screen even more, and there was nothing you can do about it. It just dims it because it's a safety feature for the phone, so you're not, you know, overusing the phone. And the Samsung didn't seem to have that issue. If it did, it definitely didn't have it as much. It had that brightness meter. You could pull it up to a certain point, and that would be where it would stop. But then you could pull it a little bit farther, and it would warn you that, you know, you were making it brighter than recommended and blah, blah, blah. But man, that, like, how crisp and bright that screen looked. So I believe, you know, when Samsung says what their brightness is comparatively speaking to iPhones and what it looks like in direct sunlight, like, that's what it was, you know, 3-4 years ago. And I'm sure that it's only improved since then.
And especially since it's a phone that's geared towards, like, writing productivity at all hours of the day and, like, all situations, it would make sense if you have, like, the brightest screen possible to add as much contrast as possible to, like, using the S Pen and stuff.
So if you're going to have a camera system that it has and really boast, like, this is why you want to get the S22 Ultra because of this amazing camera system, you know, you're going to want people to know that they can use it outside under any condition.
Absolutely.
So I have to point this out. I just want to shift gears real quick. Did you guys see the Galaxy Tab S8 tablet?
I thought I saw like an iPad or something during the Galaxy Unpacked event. Tab 8.
It has a notch.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, I was really like, I mean, to be honest, like, I really like what they did with the notch and how they did it with the notch. I think it looks like, but like, I just saw, and I saw a bunch of comments about people that were just like ragging on Samsung for creating a tablet with a notch. But yeah, I just had to bring that up because I was just like, everybody has been pushing, like, why is there a notch? Why is there a notch on everything? You know, and Samsung hasn't done notches on their phone at all, yet they did it on a tablet.
And it doesn't look awful, but it makes, like, they have the pinhole.
I mean, or the punch, you can tell hole it's technology there. You can,
yeah.
Yeah, you can tell it's there. Like, I mean, I feel like they could have done something a little better with it, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, I just saw that on there, and I saw people on Twitter that were just, yeah, going at them for it.
And Samsung, what isn't it like every time they come out saying that they're not going to do something, or they make fun of Apple for doing something, like the next year they're like, oh yeah, we're just we just thought of this cool new fresh idea.
I want to say Samsung really went after Apple on the notch when Apple first brought out the notch on the iPhone. I think that they really went after Apple about that, and then now they have a notch on their tablet. Like,
yeah.
Well, as long as the notch serves a good enough purpose, I'm not mad about a notch.
Yeah, like, I don't, like, literally, I don't have a problem with my notch on my iPhone. I don't have a problem with my notch on my iPad. Like, it doesn't really bother me. Do I have a notch on my iPad? I don't even know.
I don't think you do.
I don't think I do. But if I had a notch on there, it wouldn't bother me. It wouldn't bother me on the MacBook either, because I'm getting more for my space. Like, I'm making use of that space still and getting a little extra room up there. And there's even a way to block the notch so you don't see the notch on the MacBook if you wanted to, I think. I think you can just hide the taskbar or something so that it basically doesn't show the task bar becomes black and then it doesn't show the notch itself. So
yeah, it makes it blend in better.
Yeah. So I mean, I really like what they did with it. Like, but like I agree with Roy. If the notch serves the purchase, I think it's a great idea.
Somebody on Twitter, it was like 2-3 days ago I saw, and they ran a poll that said, you know, what do you think about this rumored pill hole punch that might be on the iPhone 14? You know, it's going to be there's going to be two holes, one's pill shaped and one's just circular, and it's going to be where the Face ID sensors are going to go. And one person was like, honestly, I like the notch. It's become like the iconic iPhone look, and I'm okay with the notch. And 9 times out of 10, I'm okay with the notch. The only time I really ever notice the notch is if I'm watching a video that's filled full to the screen, and I feel like I'm maybe missing just that slight content right over there on the side. You know, back in the day when we had CRT televisions and they were square, you know, and you could buy a movie in widescreen or full screen, right? And people are like, well, you got to get the widescreen because it's going to show you everything that's happening on the sides that you wouldn't see normally. And granted, I'm not disagreeing. You might as well get your money's worth for what you're watching. But like, what's happening over there that you really got to see it? Like 9 times out of 10, nothing's happening there.
And why is it acceptable? Why is it acceptable on a TV, but it's not acceptable on a phone or a tablet or a computer? Like, I think people are being too critical of the notch, including Samson when they were critical about Apple having a notch. But
here they are 5 years later with the notch.
I understand.
Introducing the notch.
I understand the notch on the phone. That makes sense. You know, that makes sense. You need a place to put all those sensors. All right. That makes complete sense. Other phones were able to do it without the notch, but you know what? It's okay. It's okay.
But to the security level that Face ID is, comparatively speaking to the way that Android does it, like the sensors at least have a security purpose that makes it better than regular face unlock.
True. Yeah. But the notch on the MacBook Pro is dumb.
You can hide it. You can hide the notch on there. It is not dumb, Tim. It is not dumb. Serves its purpose.
Tim, I want you to think about something. So you got your MacBook in front of you, right? Let's just pretend you got your MacBook in front of you. You have the bezel, and in the bezel is your webcam, right?
Mm-hmm.
And because you have that bezel where the webcam's in, it means that your screen has to now be below where that bezel is, right? Because that's where your webcam's at, right? You with me? And of course, the thing that's at the very top of your screen, right below the bezel, is your taskbar.
Yes.
So Apple's like, what if we just put a notch where the webcam is and we move the taskbar up to where the bezel would have been, and you gain like that extra, what, half inch of screen?
And here's the thing, Tim, too. The notch serves its purpose, because when you have the notch and you have the MacBook Pro, you're getting it for almost the exact same size as the previous one was before. They didn't make it any bigger, but they got the screen bigger.
Can I?
So the overall size of the MacBook is not really changed.
Right. I will die on this hill, Tim.
Oh, okay. All right. So fair enough. So right here, I have a Dell computer. Okay. This is a pretty, I would say, comparable to the MacBook Pro.
No.
Yes, I would say it's compared to the MacBook Pro price.
You would say, but you'd be wrong. Okay.
Yeah. So
let's go ahead and just
getting gouged is not comparable. Anyways,
let's hold on. If I could open it, okay.
Matt Carter is about to pop off.
Can you see how thin that top bezel is? Do you see how thin
that looks? Tacky to me.
And then, but
it's because you're drinking the Kool-Aid.
There's a webcam in the middle. Look how thin that bezel is, though. Look
how good is the webcam?
It's actually really good. Like, I do all of my Teams calls through the webcam, and it's
nice.
Actually good.
How is it compared to the webcam on the MacBook Pro?
I guess I can't say for sure. It's about, I would say, okay, compared to my MacBook Pro, which I feel like is a disadvantage just because my
it
MacBook
is. Pro because is yours is 720, yours is 720p,
but,
because that's what the camera has always been. This is the first MacBook Pro that we have had a bigger thing. Like,
okay, I've got something for you guys. I've got an idea for you guys. So, Matt and Roy, you guys are used to buying accessories. You guys have to go out. You have to go out and buy your power bricks now. You guys were the first to do that. You have all these tags. Some of you have cleaning cloths. What if you just
Who has a cleaning cloth?
Matt has a cleaning cloth.
Did you get a cleaning cloth, Matt?
No, I don't have a cleaning cloth.
Don't you? I thought you got one for Christmas.
No. I was going to, but they were all sold. They were all sold out. They were all sold out.
I have one air tag. I have one air tag.
And I have one air tag too. But
fair enough. I'm just saying there's accessories. You guys are used to it. It's not a mystery.
Okay. I want to see where you're going with this.
What if Apple removes all cameras for MacBooks and sells an Apple specific webcam?
Just like the CD drive.
I don't need it. I do not need it.
If I'm going to get all that real estate, go ahead and take the camera away. I don't use the camera on my MacBook.
Exactly.
I have a webcam for that.
I will say I use the camera, but I am okay with the notch because the camera on the MacBook Pro is probably the best camera it's been out there in a long time.
Think of how much better it would be if it's separate.
So, it doesn't matter. So I don't really care.
When you're a professional, then you probably have an external webcam.
Okay, but I do. I have an external webcam here. And it hooks up to my MacBook. It hooks up to my Mac Mini.
Okay? The benefit of having the built-in webcam is maybe you don't have your webcam. Maybe you're traveling. You don't have your webcam hooked up and ready to go right then and there, and you need to hop on a Zoom or a FaceTime or something. Having the webcam built in does serve a purpose, and not everybody that buys a MacBook has a webcam. Maybe you're a college student. I mean, granted, you probably don't have the MacBook Pro if you're a college student, depending on what you're going to school for. But you know, your average college student that has a MacBook, it probably does use the built-in webcam. You know, I would imagine. Like, I would imagine that there is a demographic of people who use the built-in webcam.
So would the 720p webcam be good enough for them?
Well, it's a 1080p in that MacBook Pro.
So it's a 1080p. It's a 1080p HD face camera, and it has the advanced imaging signal processor, which allows you to rotate your video. So if you're moving, your face will move with it. Can your camera do that, Tim?
I have software that can do that. If I really wanted that stupid feature.
Can you do it natively? No, you can't.
Do I want to do it natively? No. Because if I want my subjects to follow my face,
Tim,
I just grab my camera and just move it.
Get in your car and come over here, and we will arm wrestle for this.
Meet me in the arm wrestle.
Coming up next on the Goopla Cast.
Meet me in the parking lot at 3:30 tomorrow, because I have swimming lessons until then. But 3:30, I will fight you on this.
Okay, but
do you really have swimming lessons?
Yeah. No. That's what every kid does. That's why
fine. Then you don't need a MacBook Pro. Okay.
Dell.
When you become an influencer and when you get all these big deals and they want to come to you and do a thing, say sorry. Nope. It's got a notch. Not doing it.
I don't think we're going to see laptops in the future with the notch.
I don't disagree with you, but
and get into the metaverse with a notched laptop.
I do think that we're going to be putting on cameras, and we're going to be going into the metaverse, and then they'll have our cameras.
You put your glasses on the metaverse, and then this is all you see. It's just this in your face.
Basically, Tim, you can use this MacBook Pro pretty much the exact same way that you use your other MacBook. You just black out the taskbar at the top, which it allows you to do. And then there's no notch. There's no notch.
It's definitely still there.
But it's not there.
It's not like there's no notch.
Being wasted. We're talking about Apple not wasting technology on sending power bricks, but they're happily will waste pixels on your screen.
We can't plug in headphones anymore. We have to get wireless headphones.
You can plug in your headphones to your MacBook.
For now.
Do you remember when the iPhone 10 first came out and everybody was making wallpapers to hide the notch, like they had the black bar at top? Mm-hmm. And it was the Pixel 3 came out and they had that weird face looking notch on the Pixel 3 XL, and there was a developer option you could use that would push your taskbar below the notch so that it was just all black. And I'm like, even the point at that point? Like, you're actually now just losing screen real estate. Just have all your info right up there at the notch, at the level of the notch, and use the rest of the screen for screen, which is what you do with the MacBook Pro. Just saying.
Here, I don't know. Let me save this image. Joe, can you put up an image if
you get it to me? Yeah.
Okay.
I love that this started out as a Samsung event.
I know. Now we're going over the notch. It's fine. I'm ready to take on this battle.
Which won't even be a thing, because like the company that put the notch on is the company that's trying to push under display cameras. So it's like hilarious that they're here right
now. I mean, give it like a year, 2 years, probably like a year in Android phones, maybe 2 or 3 years in iPhones, and we'll have under display cameras. And it'll just be full screen phones.
Mm. Yeah, because they put it on the Fold 3, and it's not great, but I mean, it's achievable.
I expect the S23 line, at least the S23 Ultra, if not the S23 itself, to probably have an under display camera.
And we'll see a better one for the Fold 4 that comes out this year too. So what is this image that you have found,
Matt? Yeah, I'm not even gonna open it up. I'm gonna wait for Joe to put it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Joe's in like 2 seconds. Gonna away. Put it up here.
Big, yeah.
So there it is. There it is. Before and afterwards. No notch. I actually like the black transparency bar. I like the navigation bar at the top to be black rather than transparent, you know, wallpaper.
With the notch.
Yeah. Well, not even that. Like I like that right now on my MacBook now.
I would do it specifically to hide the notch. I like that they move it up to give you the extra screen real estate. Like I like why they did it. It's just once it's there, having the transparency where you can see the notch is pretty ugly, and I'd rather have the notch hidden.
Hold on.
Are you gonna make me push it up too, Tim?
There we go. Hold on. Okay, there we go.
You can't even see it on the stream, though. You can't even see it on the stream.
Post it a little bit lower. I'll put it up.
It's a little bit. There we go.
Unbelievable.
You need to move it down.
You still can't see it. You still can't see it.
Oh.
You gotta move it down.
Keep making that notch bigger, Tim. There you go.
You guys are such goons.
Fantastic.
There we go. No problem.
Let's be fair. That notch is not that big. The notch in the MacBook is not that big. The notch in the iPhone is not that big.
Actually huge. It's unbelievably big that it's
my
like...
My notch is even smaller.
Oh my goodness. No, it's, yeah.
But like literally my notch is not that big. Oh my god. I think we should have a live version of the Goopley cast, and at the end Tim and I will arm wrestle over it, and whoever wins the arm wrestle has to give up the battle on the notch.
Oh.
How I wonder who would win wrestling, Matt, because you can't lose this.
Oh, I'd win it. I'd win
it. Training. I'll start losing more tall computers on the weekends.
I'd win it. I'd bring it on, Tim.
The loser has to go as the Notch for Halloween.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Or definitely. Just shave your head to the Notch thing like in the Sam Fran commercial.
Oh, no. Oh, that's amazing.
Oh my god.
Ooh, I like
see, this. But let's that is this. that is the exact same thing. Samson making fun of the Notch and then them doing it. Like yeah. Now we're making fun of this now and Tim's defending this Dell that he's got. Wait till next year when Dell comes out with their own version of the Notch.
Oh, I will literally stop using it. I don't know what I'll do. I'm just going to go to Linux.
But you're still going to have a computer to go to Linux.
I'll get something else. I'll just buy a used Dell.
You'll have a Raspberry Pi with a screen that you have to plug in every
time. You know what's going to happen is, you know, I'm going to end up buying a house like in the middle of the woods and like refuse anyone coming near me.
They'll just meet you in the metaverse.
With a Notch.
Except we're forgetting the thing that Tim wants to buy an iPhone 12 mini. And what does that have? That has a notch.
Like I said before, I'm okay with iPhones and phones having notches. I understand.
So the MacBook cannot have a notch.
If the MacBook Pro had Face ID, would you be okay with it?
No, because you can just use your keyboard to type in your password.
But what if you didn't even have to do that? What if you could
open your screen up and the second you open it up, it's like, bam.
Why don't you just buy a Samsung phone? It does the same thing.
But we're talking about the MacBook.
Like, just imagine you open your MacBook open, and by the time you have it open, the sensors are firing.
Essentially, this is the way it's going.
We do on Windows. It's called Windows Hello.
That sounds stupid.
It doesn't need a notch. It just works on the webcam.
Think of the security though. I'm sure you can fool it with a picture.
I've never used Windows Hello.
Speaking of Face ID and fooling it, I was reading the new beta for iOS lets you have Face ID with a mask, which I'm not using, but the newest version that just came out like a week ago now prompts you when it notices that you're wearing a mask to look down. And I think the only reason it's doing that is to make sure that you're not some picture trying to fool the system.
Obviously
a picture can't look down. I just thought that was a nice little like, okay, well, at least they're trying to not be fooled by, you know, a picture and whatnot.
So speaking of that, like I won't use it. I like the security of Face ID, and I have a watch, and my watch authenticates me with my face when I'm wearing a mask, and I feel like that is sufficient enough to do it, because I also get a prompt on my watch saying, hey, your phone was just unlocked, so if for some reason that it did get fooled somehow, you know, I would get a prompt saying it, and I can easily click lock. And it's not just a small prompt, like it's a good vibration on my wrist that I know. Like it's different than a text message. It's different than anything, because I've even accidentally pushed it, you know, and locked my iPhone. And it's just, it's so quick. And so, you know, so if anybody actually got into my phone, I also use it on my MacBook too. So I unlock my thing from my MacBook. So if Face ID, which I think is coming to the Mac, could be later this year or next year probably, I would protect that a lot more than this Hello Windows unlock, because I don't think that's... You know, when you have multiple different webcams, you can fool, I feel like, the system somehow.
You can't fool family, man. It's Windows is your family. It's gonna know who you are. It's like going home.
It's so personal. It's like
it really is.
Oh my God, you're gonna make me cry again.
Well, in that case, I think we should wrap it up before we all start blubbering over how much Windows loves us. Anything else?
I just want to say I'm glad we settled that with the notch. So,
yeah, Apple should start selling separate webcams. I agree.
No, they should.
I mean, they can go ahead and do it. I'm not going to buy one, and I'll gain all that real estate. I'm okay with this idea. I will talk to Mr. Cook about that tomorrow, and I'll let him know that it was my idea, so I get all the royalties.
We got the cable idea at the beginning. We got the webcam at the end. Really, and eventually Samsung will take all of these ideas anyway. So it's really, it goes full circle.
Joe is going
to make fun of it first.
Joe is going to come back so mad at us if at the next event they announce that we're not getting cables anymore.
I'm going to be pissed.
He's going to be like, damn you guys.
My collection.
Just remember, it is Mr. Carter's fault if it happens.
Damn it, Matt.
It's my DM.
I'm just here to help. So we want to give a big thank you to everyone here for joining us live on this episode of the GooplyCast, and a big thanks to you if you're listening to our podcast. Your support is incredibly encouraging, and we appreciate you spending some of your valuable time with us here in 2022. Look for our replays on YouTube and the podcast version of our episodes on all of your favorite podcasting apps, including iHeartRadio. Follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook, so that way you'll get notified when we go live with this show and you can join in. And also for when we share new tech-related content like the joint Pixel 6 review that Matt Evans and Tim Van Claveren have coming up. I've been your host, Matt Carter. For Matt, Roy, Tim, and Joseph, we appreciate you so much for watching and listening. We'll catch you next time on the GooplyCast.
Thanks for listening to the GooplyCast. Don't forget to subscribe and rate our podcast. Visit us on social media at Gooply. And remember, you can stream the GooplyCast on your favorite podcasting app or Gooply.com.